tell me about Corexit again. You've got some more data on that.
Yeah, it's been out there. Everyone could have looked up the material safety data sheet because by law that has to be published, and there are emergency numbers to call in case anybody has been poisoned by it, which I find to be tragic reading all of that. But basically, it is rated as, oh my gosh, the warning from the emergency overview is that the primary routes of exposure are the eyes and skin. The human health hazards are acute. Okay, acute is serious. Eye contact may cause irritation with prolonged contact. Skin contact may cause irritation with prolonged contact. Ingestion, not a likely route of exposure, can cause chemical pneumonia if aspirated into the lungs following ingestion. So you look at that and you think of the people eating it in the seafood and breathing it, drinking it in their water in the area. Then by inhalation, repeated or prolonged exposure may irritate the respiratory tract. And I've gone over the symptoms previously, and everybody knows irritation, inflammation, wheezing, coughing, bringing up music, mucus, runny eyes, runny nose. And the first aid measures are to immediately flush your eyes with plenty of water for at least 15 minutes. If symptoms develop, seek medical advice. I mean, this stuff makes me so angry, George.
Oh.
Wash your skin immediately with soap and water. Remove to fresh air and treat symptomatically. Now, if that doesn't break your heart, where is there fresh air for these people to go?
Unbelievable.
You know, and it goes on and on with personal precautions and how to clean up and the right kind of suiting and the right kind of care and handle with adequate ventilation. It's inexcusable, and it's known to be dangerous, banned in other countries, and yet how did they get away with using it here?
Well, I am convinced, Robin, that governments cannot take care of a catastrophe. And we've seen what happened with Katrina. We've seen what happened to the Gulf spill. We've seen what happened in Japan with Fukushima. They cannot handle a disaster. God help this planet if something big happens, like an asteroid or something of a horrendous magnitude, because countries are incapable of taking care of their people.
I agree with you all too much, George, and I always urge my audience to keep in mind, we are all we have. You know, we share this planet together, and the time has come to not be suckered into all of this divide and conquer nonsense that turns us against each other because somebody thinks their religion is better or their skin color. I mean, the bottom line is we're all connected. We're all here, and if we all work together, and if we recognize that, then they can't pull this stunt or every other stunt that's across the board because people won't buy into it. They have support. So many are afraid, George, to stand up and speak out against it. But I want people to know that there are others that will be right there alongside of you. And that's how we make this change. That's how we get our planet back. That's how we get our country back, by all joining together. And, you know, we've seen what has happened in the United States with the tornadoes. And you hear the mayor of Birmingham stating how wonderful it was that everyone just reached out to each other. It didn't matter who they were. All people saw was somebody in need. And that's what it is. And we all need each other.
Yep. People helping people.
Yeah.
That's the only way this is going to get done. Okay, one of my favorite delicacies, my shrimp cocktail. Love it as an appetizer. I eat it in Los Angeles, eat them in St. Louis, my favorite little restaurants. They always have it available for me. Where's it coming from? You know, I've talked to them before. You know, they buy them from reputable seafood companies. I don't think they know where they're coming from. I think they're coming from the Gulf, Robin. What do you hear?
I hear that it is very difficult to ascertain where things are coming from because, as we know, when it comes to making money, people will lie and misrepresent. Now, there's shellfish, crab, and shrimp that comes from Vietnam and from China. It is not supposed to be a good choice because the conditions with farm raising these things are very contaminated. They're given antibiotics. It's not cleanly done. There are shrimp that come from northern areas, which are supposed to be better if you can ascertain that that is where they're from. I heard about something new in Arizona. They have shrimp farming in tanks.
I didn't know that.
I was amazed. I mean, you know, I explore and try to come up with answers for people that ask me the same question that you do, and it sounds like that might be a viable option because they're doing it responsibly, if one can believe that.
I thought it was coming from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Well, yeah, that's where it seems like it might be, but we have to encourage the other areas where it is safer and better quality, even if the prices are higher. And what really breaks my heart is that now you hear stories of these people in the Gulf, the natives, that don't have money, can't afford anything, and out of desperation, they know the seafood is contaminated and they have no options. They wind up eating it.
Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. If you eat contaminated shrimp and you don't know it, what will happen to you?
Well, you can, oh gosh, there's so many stories that I have covered. You can have gastrointestinal upset, a lot of the symptoms that were discussed with your guest previously. You can have, depends how contaminated it is, it can actually ulcerate. That means eat through the mucous membrane lining your digestive tract and create problems, which has happened for people eating the crab meat. So you can have bleeding internally. You would see that blood is passed when going to the bathroom. There might be, as I said, I didn't explain about petechial hemorrhaging, which we'll hear more about from Denise. And petechial hemorrhages are little tiny hemorrhages that appear. They can be tiny spots or larger blood spots under the skin because of capillary fragility from these toxins that they break, and the blood is seeping into the area. The poison spreads through the body, and somebody might have a healthy constitution, George, and be fine, and then someone else with a health challenge or getting over a cold, or maybe they were just vaccinated and their immune system is down, you know, they can have a severe reaction much more quickly.
Jeez. What about local doctors? What are they doing in that region right now?
Oh, local doctors have been harassed, as has taken place in the Northeast with the Lyme physicians. And I recommend an outstanding documentary, Under Our Skin, that shows just what happened. Doctors being forced to retire, losing their medical licenses so they can't practice because they were not following the guidelines for 7 to 15 days of antibiotic therapy, because they recognized that there were other treatments necessary and they had to take place for a long time. And this is what's happening with people in the Gulf. They are being written off just like our military was written off when they had Gulf War syndrome. The people in the Gulf are being told, it's all in your mind.